Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Let's see. Hello? All right. Still going. I'm going to hang this up before it picks up if we don't get an answer, because it shares a number and I don't want to have to.
Extension.
Okay, so there we go. All right, well, hey, hopefully our guest will be calling in, but if not, I've got plenty to talk about. Welcome aboard. Good to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio, and I am your host, Pastor Greg. Well, there's a lot of stories that are going on right now. The topic of this particular segment with Peter Schweizer was going to be his book Red Handed: How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win. And certainly, hopefully, Peter will call in and we'll get a chance to have that conversation at some point during our broadcast today. But that being said, there's several other things that are going on that I'm really watching and that I would really like you to be aware of and for us to be paying attention to and praying about as well. One of those is a case involving the FTC and a corporation, and the Supreme Court of the United States has taken this case on and said, yes, we're going to look at this and we're going to make a ruling on it. And essentially what the case does, and there's a book, hang on a minute here. Let's see here. Okay, so I've got this book and I've got some copies of it. And if you will make a donation today to help our India ministry, I need probably about $50. Is what I need. So if you'll make a $50 donation, then I will send you a copy of this book, The Devil Inside the Beltway, by my friend Mike Dougherty. So I've got like a case of these. So it'll be first come, first serve. But if you'll make a $50 donation, I'll send this to you. Now, this book, The Devil Inside the Beltway, is a shocking expose of the U.S. government's surveillance and overreach in cybersecurity, medicine, and small business. The entity that is the driving force behind this is the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission. Courts are illegal, that they should not be allowed to do what they're doing. Whoop, here we go. Hang on, there we go. All right, I've got this broadcasting on my website, so whenever I go to my website, it always pops up on me like that. At any rate, so here's the thing, and I'm going to do a quick search here and see if we can't come up with the blog, the specific blog post. Here we go. So the justices have taken up a case on the power of district courts in regulating wetlands. And so you look at the title of that and you say, well, that doesn't seem like any kind of a big deal, except this. The justices granted a petition filed by Axon Enterprise, which makes body cameras for law enforcement. The case arises out of the company's efforts to acquire a competitor. When the Federal Trade Commission raised the prospect of bringing, and subsequently did bring, administrative proceedings because of antitrust concerns, Axon went to federal district court. It argued, among other things, that the administrative proceedings violated its right to due process because the agency plays multiple roles in the proceedings, serving as the prosecutor, the judge, and the jury. And they do. And this is what Michael Dougherty's book, The Devil Inside the Beltway, exposes, and why I'm encouraging you to make a donation to us today for $50, and I will send you a copy of this book, The Devil Inside the Beltway, and it will give you a tremendous understanding of the FTC and the bureaucratic administrative state that is so viciously attacking our freedoms and our liberties. And it is, I mean, there is no question, no doubt at all about that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to change this. So you can see up here on the screen, if you make a donation, you're not going to get a mug today. You're going to get a book. PayPal.me/PastorGreg is where you can go. PayPal.me/PastorGreg. Make a $50 contribution and I'll send you this incredibly lovely book. And really, you're getting a great value. Number one, you're supporting our ministry here. You're going to help us with feeding our pastors. $50 will feed 3 pastors. So that's a pretty cool deal. In addition to that, you're going to get a book that's over 450 pages. And so, I mean, it is really, truly filled with a lot of, you know, incredible stuff. For example, let me read this. The LabMed team began to gather the data for Evelyn to organize our response. With the summary and game plan now decided, we split into 2 teams. Bill would gather all the data and assemble it for Evelyn to reduce it to writing and get our 5,000 pages and 2 boxes of information down to a little package. Then the poor, overworked lawyers at the FTC wouldn't have to break a sweat. Meanwhile, I would recruit a lawyer to our team. I also assigned myself the unspoken task of digging up who Tversa and the FTC really were. I'm telling you, this book breaks that down for you, and this lawsuit is critical. So here's what happens next. The district court dismissed Axon's complaint, holding that Axon should first raise its constitutional challenges in the administrative proceedings themselves. Think about this. You have an administrative court that has said, we do, basically what they're saying is you have no constitutional rights here. You have no rights at all. No Fourth Amendment, no Fifth Amendment. You have no constitutional protections here in our court at all, because we are the prosecutor, we are the judge, and we are the jury, and we make up the rules as we go. That's these administrative courts. And anybody who's ever been dragged into one of those, whether it's the FTC or somebody else, think about this. The FTC hasn't lost a case in 25 years. You tell me who doesn't lose in 25 years. I mean, the New England Patriots are quite a ball club, but they've lost games. They've lost Super Bowls. Tom Brady was a heck of a quarterback, but he lost in the Super Bowl, okay? You know, Dan Marino was a record-setting Hall of Fame quarterback, but he lost in the Super Bowl, okay? John Elway, go on and on and on down the list, whether it's a football team or a basketball team or whether it's a corporation, there are large corporate entities that no longer exist today because they lost. Everybody loses at some point. You can read books about bankruptcies. There's great books out there about that. And about, you know, coming back from bankruptcy. Read the book Think and Grow Rich. It'll describe some of the richest people that have ever lived and the most successful people that have ever lived. And they talk about how failure was an impetus for their success. You need that adversity to cut you, to shape you, to help you. God uses pressure to turn coal into diamonds. He really does. And so by the same token, here's this battle. But the FTC is who's being sued in this. So here we go. So The U.S. Court of Appeals of the Ninth Circuit upheld that decision. Axon came to the Supreme Court in July asking the justices to weigh in both on whether the district court has the power to review constitutional challenges to the FTC structure and on whether the FTC structure violates the Constitution. Well, the justices agreed to take up the first question involving the district court's power, but they decided to consider, they declined the second one. So here's what they're taking. They are reviewing the challenge to the FTC's structure and whether or not the FTC is in fact in a constitutional structure. So they're agreed to hear the case of an Idaho couple, Michael and Chantel Sackett. Okay, anyway, so there you go. So this is a big deal, and this FTC case is a big deal, and we need to be prayerful because it could be the beginning of the unwinding of the administrative state, which takes away so many of our individual liberties and freedoms. And I would encourage us to be keeping a very close eye on. The second story that I would ask you to keep a close watch on is the Durham story that we talked about yesterday with our attorney, David Shostokas. And there, we've got several stories up. Let's see. We know January 6th. Okay. Durham grand jury investigating if someone presented FBI with fabricated evidence on the 2016 Russia probe. Now we know that they did. John Durham going deep into Russiagate. John Durham accuses the DOJ watchdog of withholding info in the Russia probe. That's interesting. There's a story up that John Durham's alleging the Justice Department's internal watchdog has held back information relevant to Durham's probe into the origins of the FBI's Trump-Russia investigation. That was founded in court filings on a story dated February 11th. It's a Callie Peterson article. And then the most recent one is one that I ask my webmaster to post by Anugra Kumar. Former President Donald Trump said Special Counsel John Durham's court filing provides indisputable evidence that Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign spied on his campaign and presidency to develop completely fabricated connection to Russia. Here's why this is a bigger scandal than Watergate, folks. It's a bigger scandal because of the fact that not only is this a federal agency that's engaged in this process, but there's evidence to support that the CIA was involved in spying on one of our own presidents, the President of the United States of America, based on a lie. The CIA, the entities, Sussman and others, the entities that presented this, we know, for example, that in the FISA court, evidence has now been brought forward and the judge gave kind of a light slap on the wrist. But the bottom line is that we know that for an absolute fact in the FISA court, those evidences that were presented were lies. They lied to the FISA judge in order to get the FISA warrant to begin with. Ladies and gentlemen, that is huge. Now, why this judge hasn't taken a more aggressive action, I'm not exactly sure, but I can tell you that that is a huge situation. And again, we talked yesterday about the breach of the client attorney privilege and the issues relative to that. And that, again, is another absolutely gigantic situation.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more bore wells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is a really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this bore well we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thanks to Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the bore well. Thank you. God bless you. We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the bore well here in this community. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home. And they are doing well and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the bore wells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this bore well through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this bore well through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. Pandragari. Motor chala do mein. And you can see the bore well that we have put here. And it's giving water for the people. Helen.
Hallelujah!
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 Thank you very much, Pastor Greg. And thank you very much to Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you. Thank you.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits, and those who, and everything filtered through biblical glasses. All right, so if you were, obviously, some of you are watching us on television, some of you are listening to us on the radio. If you were listening to us on the radio, you would have overheard the tremendous testimonies of the well situation and that particular thing. And so I think what I'm going to do actually is I'm going to go ahead and share a couple of those testimonies here real quick. And let me see if we can bring that up. Here we go. All right, hang on one second, because you're gonna see it, but you're also I want you to hear it. So I've got to make a couple of quick adjustments on the board in order to make that happen. There we go. Okay, that should do it.
I thank and praise God for this bore well that God has enabled us to put in this village, with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the bore well in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more bore wells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village, and really this village is a really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this bore well we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the bore well. Thank you. God bless you.
All right, so there's that one, and then let me also share this.
And I praise God for Sister Nana, and she is married. Her husband name is Rahul, and both are coming in church, and they got married 3 years ago, but there was no any child. But when they attended the meeting, where Pastor Greg was sharing his testimony, and after sharing the God's word, he prayed for all the people, and she was also in that meeting, and immediately the Spirit of God touched her, and she believed that she received the blessing, and now she is conceived, and you keep her in your prayer that she would bear a child for the glory of God. And we thank God for Pastor Greg and his ministry that he is doing in India. And keep this sister in your prayer and her husband in your prayer. Thank you. And another testimony is her brother. His name is Rajkumar. He was having eye problem. From his one eye, he was not able to see. And she brought her brother also in meeting of Pastor Greg. And Pastor Greg preached and prayed for sick, and her brother Rajkumar also was instantly touched and healed, and now he can see clearly. And we give all glory and praise to God for this miracle, and we are so thankful for Pastor Grigion. Thank you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Folks, again, I just want to be clear. This is not about glorifying Pastor Greg. This is about glorifying God. Miracles and signs and wonders. God is the author of these incredible things, and there's nothing that's impossible with him. This woman came, she had been told that she was barren, she had been told that she couldn't have children. I shared my testimony how God brought me back from the dead 4 times, and as I prayed for them to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, as I led them through that prayer and prayed for the sick, she in her mind said, Lord, you know, this God who brought this pastor back from the dead 4 times, surely you can put life in my womb. Surely you can do this. And God did. 5 days later, she was tested and she was pregnant. They were able to determine that she was pregnant. Amazing. As he mentioned, she brought her brother with her, who was blind in one eye. And again, God touched her, or touched him. Amazing stuff. I've got a couple more testimonies that I'd love to share with you, but we've run out of time. So if you would like to support the ministry that we're doing there in India, you can do that today. And a $50 donation will go to help support our ministry in India. Go to paypal.me/PastorGreg, paypal.me/PastorGreg, or go to the website, chosengenerationradio.com, and click on the donate button, upper right-hand corner, the drop-down menu. You'll go to donate, and you can fill out the information there. A $50 donation will get you a copy of The Devil Inside the Beltway, Michael Dougherty's book about the FTC, and we were talking about understanding the FTC and the Kangaroo Court, and the FTC and their whole structure is being brought before the Supreme Court. Back after this. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in.
With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry, and this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home, and they are doing well, and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all of our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the borewells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. And you can see the borewell that we have put here. And it's giving water for the people. Tell him.
Hallelujah!
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 Thank you very much, Pastor Greg. And thank you very much to Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you. Thank you.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water. And that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water. And all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you. And keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is a, really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put. And pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the program. Thank you. God bless you.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. That's ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Be sure and get the podcast over there and sign up for our emails today.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.ChosenGenerationRadio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And, you know, I always say, I live here in Texas, and I always say Texas and California really have a huge impact on the direction of our country as a whole. Grew up in California, came here to serve in the military many, many years ago, and met my wife here in Texas. We moved back to California, lived in the agricultural area of California for 18 years, and 11 years ago, God called us back to Texas, and I'm so glad that he did. And so I say that to say that when I bring people on that are doing things here in Texas, this impacts the entire United States now. because the way that our country has become divided, unfortunately, you've got California and New York on the coasts, and you've got Texas battling to hold down the middle. And it is my pleasure to welcome to the program a man who has served our nation. He spent 20 years in the United States Air Force. He has come out of the United States Air Force, and he has now made a decision once again to pursue public service as a Republican representative for Congress in Texas 28th District. And I want to welcome to the program Eric Holman. Eric, welcome. Good to have you.
Oh, it's great to have, to be on your show. Thank you so much for having me.
My sincere pleasure. My sincere pleasure. I'm sure you probably know Victor Avila.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Victor is a friend, and I know his passion for securing the border, and many of us are incredibly concerned about what's happening at the border. So I guess why don't we start with that issue and your plan to secure the border?
Sure. It's funny you brought that up. Today I actually put out my border plan. I believe I'm the only candidate that has one. It's defense in depth. You know, being in the military, you always have it. You got to have defense in depth. So for me, it's just, we got to finish that border wall that President Trump was that started and got stopped by the Biden administration. We got to finish that up. Then we have to let the men and women of law enforcement, Border Patrol, ICE, Customs do their jobs as they were intended to do, and then back them up with the right policy. So that way they don't feel like they're going to be persecuted if, you know, some photographer takes a picture that's completely taken out of context. Once we do that, Right. Then, you know, their morale will increase. We've got to get rid of Mayorkas, who's also, I don't understand how he continues to have a job or how he's employed by the U.S. government. I mean, he, even in his, when he's gone up to testify, I mean, they've asked him for numbers, and he continues to say, I don't have them with me. And I'm just like, it just blows my mind. He's the director. He's the point of contact. He is the guy in charge, and he has no clue what's going on. And I'm pretty sure he does, but he doesn't want to reveal it and perjure himself on their oath.
It's really shocking. I was very good friends with Phil Haney, who actually, there's actually going to be on next Monday, President's Day, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you are near that area where he was murdered, the family is gathering people together as a remembrance for Phil. And it's, you know, here was a guy, that pointed out. He blew the whistle on what the Obama administration was doing. And with Biden, we've got, you know, Obama 4.0. I really do believe that Barack Obama, who set up a White House just down the road, by the way, from President Trump, when, for the entire 4 years. And I really do believe, Eric, that we have a shadow government, if you will, that's being run by people like Barack Obama. And that's what you're going to be battling when you go to Washington, D.C. as a congressional representative for your district.
Oh, 100%. I think you're 100% right. I mean, you look at Joe Biden's interviews when he has to go off script or he has no help from his, from his aides. He is completely lost in the sauce, And you can tell, but what's happening, because it's not just us, the Americans, it's the world. Now look what's going on in the entire world. All the bad guys, right? They're flexing their muscle and they're doing what they want because there's no repercussions. They know that the U.S. is weak.
It sure seems that way. You know, you obviously have spent time in the field fighting this fight, taking the battle to the enemy, as it were. But you also were engaged in the liberation of these cities and these villages and these countries and spoke with people over there who were crying out for freedom and liberty and grateful for the United States of America. Can you speak about that a little bit, please?
Sure. It was great. You know, we would go into these oppressed. Those people are truly oppressed, you know, and the only thing they understand is violence, because the Taliban or Al-Qaeda were the ones ruling over them. You know, they had free reign. So when we would go into these villages to help them out and help them farm or put in drinking wells, whatever it was, you know, it was kind of out of our purview, because we were all special operation forces teams, but we were the only ones that could handle some of that. I was with the Green Berets a lot. I was with an ODA. So, you know, that they try to help them to defend themselves.
Sure.
But we were the only ones that could handle that. And, they were very thankful. But the other side of the coin was that as soon as we left, you know, those people are, you know, they have family members that are Al-Qaeda or the Taliban. So as soon as we would leave, they would kind of plan against us. And it was a vicious cycle, unfortunately. And, you know, under the Obama administration, when I was fighting, he had this Hearts and Minds campaign, which was kind of doing what we're doing, more of a Red Cross type of mission. And that's why I lost so many friends, because these red on or green on blues, which is insider attacks, you know, that's the way they wanted us to conduct our operations. And, you know, you can't go after these people that don't value life with trying to treat them with kindness, you know? And so unfortunately I did lose a lot of my teammates to insider attacks.
And you know, this is of course what I talk about here on the program when I talk about civilization jihad and what these, you know, mosques represent and what a lot of is happening. The danger at our border, besides the cartels, is the terrorist factor. Mm-hmm. and the terrorists that are coming into our country. And many of these situations, like San Bernardino and Orlando and others, Minneapolis, you know, they could have been worse, but they also could have been completely and totally avoided. And I believe that's one of the reasons that Phil was murdered, is because, you know, he knew how those situations could have not happened.
Oh, 100%. Those people over there, they hate us just because we're Americans. A lot of them have never met us, but they have this radical idea that we're these infidels that are trying to take over the world, which it's funny, it's actually them. But yeah, they have no problem coming over here. I mean, obviously 9/11, the reason why a lot of us went to go fight in Afghanistan and other countries, right? To stop terrorism when it is born. So, it's a shame that the world kind of has forgotten about 9/11 and the dangers that the world has for us. And they're dividing us. They're making us all fight each other over the dumbest things, you know, and like race, instead of really concentrating and protecting our own borders, protecting America to get it to be strong again, like President Trump was doing.
Well, I agree with you wholeheartedly that a lot, there's so much internal fighting that is taking place, and they've turned, you know, brother on brother. We know scripturally that's going to happen, but I believe that the biblical intent of that, you know, really has more to do with this battle also over God and Christianity versus the atheism that ultimately is what's driving this progressive enemy ideology. Talk to me about some of the other issues that you see. One of the things that Congress could be engaged and involved in is getting a handle on the spending on these radical bills that right now are being moved through by Nancy Pelosi and the squad.
100%. You know, the government has gotten so large that the congressmen and congresswomen up there have lost track of what the money is being spent on, or they have this, they put up these great bills, but in them they embed like this ridiculous amount of spending, where if you want to pass this bill, you have to also vote in what's going on, because we don't have a line item veto, as a lot of people have proposed in the past. So that's how they get away with it. But we need to get back in there, look at where we're spending, stop the frivolous spending, and cut some of these entitlements that the Democrats have put through. Because, you know, in America, we pride ourselves in the hard work and the way that it's gone just in the last, I mean, it's happened before, but just in the last year, it's just amplified of these handouts where people don't want to work. And you have a tremendous amount of job openings, but no one's taking them because this administration has hooked all those people on the government. And I think that's what's happening. All these different, with the open border, all these people coming from all over the world, they're sending them to red cities and red states, because come 2024, all these people are going to be hooked on our system. And then Democrats are going to say, hey, we brought you here. Now it's time for you to vote blue. And you got to give it to them. It's a good strategy. And those people do not play fair. And the Republicans need to wake up to it.
When we get back, let's talk about some of the things that Republicans can be doing, especially in messaging. And you know, you mentioned, you know, you're in your early 40s. You're a young guy. And so you have, you know, grown up in all of the indoctrination. I'll be 60 this year. So you've grown up in a lot of the indoctrination that I talk about on this program. And yet, you know, you look at the world and you see things, through this, conservative constitutional lens. I'd like to talk to you about that. And how do we help with the messaging to get more individuals of your age group to understand that? Back after this. Greetings, Chosen Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous Pastor Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/PastorGreg. That's paypal.me/PastorGreg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My guest is Eric Homan. You can go to his website, by the way, Eric, HOHMAN.com. EricHoman.com, and find out more about him. He is a recipient of the Bronze Star Medal with Valor, and we very much appreciate, Sergeant Homan, your service to our nation. Thank you for that.
That was my honor. Thank you.
So there was a big question that I asked you, right? As we were going into the break, why don't you go ahead and tackle that?
Sure. I think a lot of my peers, or at least around my age group, a lot of us went to Afghanistan, and we remember 9/11 and how America came together, and now we're seeing how America is very separated and very divided and weak. And as you see throughout the country, there's a lot of operators and prior veterans that are running to get back into the mix and serve our country. I think a lot of the other problem is that because the economy and the way the inflation and everything else, it's gone out throughout the years, you've got to have a dual income so parents can't take care of their kids. So therefore, they trust the education system, and the education system's failing us because they're pushing the critical race theory. They don't want us to say the Pledge of Allegiance in schools. They don't, you know, separating, you know, God from state. And what's unfortunate is when I grew up, I mean, we've said the Pledge of Allegiance all the time. And when you're a little kid, you don't really realize that what you're saying, you just know you've got to say it. And as you grow older, you know, it's a great thing to be patriotic to your country. You don't have to like your government every, you know, all the time. But the America, this is where you live. This is where you got to defend. So I think it was a big mistake for a lot of these, you know, weaker politicians that agreed to remove the Pledge of Allegiance from schools. But, you know, if they're trying to indoctrinate our kids at kindergarten levels, we parents need to get involved in their school boards and fight back and figure out what their kids are being taught and, you know, hold those people accountable, because if not, we're going to, by the time they grow up, they're going to be leaving this country and we're going to be in even bigger trouble than we are now.
No, there's no question. There's no question. You get to Washington, D.C. What's the first order of business?
My first order of business is definitely the border. We got to secure that border. Like I mentioned earlier, I posted my border plan, and it's that defense in depth and going after my workers, and also getting a hold of Harris and Biden and holding them to, you know, holding their feet to the fire. We got to have these people come up with some responsibility. According to the Constitution, the federal government's supposed to protect its citizens, and it's not doing that right now. They're more worried about, you know, Biden's talking tough about Ukraine, and he's already sending troops, but we've had this issue in the border since he took over. He hasn't, you know, if anything, he's trying to persecute the men and women of Border Patrol down there and tying their hands behind their back. So that's the number one thing I would go after. Also, you know, no vax mandates. It's funny how you see these Democratic cities and states saying that March 1 they're gonna you know, lift those mandates, and that's because they know they're getting their butts kicked in the polls, especially for these primaries. Texas is number one in the primaries, and March 1 is actually election day here. So,
right.
You know, they're trying to give their voters something to look forward to, but it's a little too late. People have waking up to it.
No doubt, no doubt. So, border. The mandates, you know, I don't know if you've seen the testimony by Thomas Renz, but he's representing a lot of military personnel right now because of those forced mandates. And some of the statistics that he's come up with are just scary. For example, there's been 1,000% increase, 1,000% increase in neurological injuries in just the last year compared to the five-year average, from 82,000 to 863,000. And there is ample evidence, including apparently what the pilot said, that pilot that whose plane went down, the F-35 in the China Sea, was a direct result of a reaction that he was having to the injection. When you talk to your friends that you served with, are any of them still in a place where they're being forced to receive that mandate?
Yes. A lot of my buddies that are still active duty, you know, they're still operating, they're still active duty. So some of them had to get it, you know, done so that way they continue to do the special operation force mission, you know, the soft mission.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily they're, you know, a lot of the boosters and stuff, there's a little delay in, from what I hear, on them getting it, because obviously it's not working. To me, a vaccine means that you take it. If you get a booster, then you're not going to be contagious. You're not going to be able to get it. But this thing is just, it's a joke. You know, people, I think it's up to 4 boosters now or 5. It's almost, I wish that the medical field would just get together and get rid of Fauci. That's the other thing we need to do. But I wish they would get together and say, this is the real deal. This is what this virus does, and this is really what they can stop at this vaccine, and just leave it up to people to make their decision. But it needs to come together instead of this whole, you know, Fauci flipping back every other day. And I forgot which CEO was. I want to say it's Moderna, and don't quote me on this. I believe it was Moderna, but they were dumping stock. So something bad's obviously happening where the guys, you know, that running those companies are dumping stock. And it might not be Moderna, but I'm pretty sure that was it.
Yeah. Well, I'll take a quick look at that while you answer a question for me about the force multiply. You've mentioned that two or three times now when you talk about the securing of the border. It's one of the line items that's in your border security plan. What do you mean by force multiply, and how would you carry that out?
Sure. So right now, when I was training, you know, we normally go to New Mexico or Arizona, places where they have a large amount of space, because what I did as a combat controller was the air-to-ground interface, right? We train in close air support. We're running around, shooting, moving, and then you have the fourth dimension, which is the airspace. You got to control it. So what I want to do is, instead of sending the drones and the helicopters and stuff to train with us in Arizona and in New Mexico, I would just shift some of that to the border, so that way those pilots can train in real-world scenarios, if you will, on, you know, tracking personnel, providing overwatch for the guys on the ground. And they would just, the sensors that we have on our aircraft, it would just be a huge force multiplier for the men and women that down there in Border Patrol. And also, it would just be a huge deterrent for those terrorist groups, which are the cartels, smuggling people. Could you imagine if they're constantly seeing Apache helicopters or F-16s? And they're just, not that we're going to bomb them, obviously, but it would just, the sensors that those aircraft have would just give a huge advantage to our men and women down on the ground.
Yeah, it sounds like, I mean, what you're doing is you're just taking money that's already been allocated and you're putting it into, you know, something that's actually going to have a real effect and a real impact. When you assess the situation at the border, have you given any thought process as to why you believe it that they are? I know you mentioned about the political aspect and bringing people into red states and securing votes. What about any of the other things, the sex trafficking, the drug trafficking, the terrorist things that we talked about? How significant do you think those particular issues are relative to our need to get on top of this border situation?
Sure. I mean, the smuggling of people, human trafficking, you know, the drugs, the weapons that come across, and the border towns are the ones that they're not going to be able to sustain this. It affects the medical careers, you know, the hospitals, it affects their economy, affects jobs. I mean, it has a tremendous effect for all these open borders. And then the cartels are the ones that are just making hand over fist and money. And I want to also go after, there's some charities out there that, you know, claim to be these humanitarian charities, which are actually, or the government pays them to ship these illegals around all over the country. I want to go after them and freeze their assets, because they're aiding and abetting, aiding the terrorist groups and some of these other organizations that are just, you know, human trafficking these innocent people, you know? So I want to go after them and follow the money and see who's actually benefiting from this thing. So that's another priority that I have on my list when I get up to D.C.
Eric, thank you so much for being with us today. Eric Homan, H-O-H-M-A-N, the website erichoman.com. Folks, we're out of time. I'll be back with you tomorrow. Friday's show is going to be great.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil.
Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you and God bless America.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the borewell here in this community. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home. And they are doing well and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all of our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the borewells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. Pandragari. Motor Chala Do Mani. And you can see the borewell that we have put here, and it's giving water for the people. Telling.
Hallelujah!
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 Thank you very much, Pastor Greg, and thank you very much to Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you. Thank you.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. God bless you. And keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put. And pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and supported us to put the order. Thank you. God bless you.
Her husband's name is Rahul, and both are coming in church, and they got married 3 years ago, but there was no any child. But when they attended the meeting, where Pastor Greg was sharing his testimony, and after sharing the God's word, he prayed for all the people, and she was also in that meeting, and immediately the Spirit of God touched her, and she believed that she received the blessing, and now she is conceived, and you keep her in your prayer that she would bear a child for the glory of God. And we thank God for Pastor Greg and his ministry that he is doing in India. And keep this sister in your prayer and her husband in your prayer. Thank you. And another testimony is her brother. His name is Rajkumar. He was having eye problem. From his one eye, he was not able to see. And she brought her brother also in meeting of Pastor Greg. And Pastor Greg preached and prayed for sick. And her brother Rajkumar also was instantly touched and healed. And now he can see clearly. And we give all glory and praise to God for this miracle. And we are so thankful for Pastor Greg. Thank you. God bless you.